In this bulletin, protests raging across the United States over the death in custody of an African-American man, two astronauts launched in the world's first private space flight, and German migrant Laura Biller wins the Uluru Camel Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. The United States is bracing for another night of unrest as protests intensify over the death in custody of African-American man George Floyd. At least 30 cities have seen demonstrations, with over 500 arrests made in Los Angeles and more than 200 in New York, as burning, looting, rioting, and vandalism occurs. In the state of Minnesota, where the protests began, Governor Tim Walz is ordering a full mobilization of the 13,000-member National Guard for the first time in history. Mr. Walz is pleading for people to stay home, promising justice will be served.
What I ask you as your work today is go home tonight. Stay off the streets. The folks who are going to come tonight are going to take this as a call, as a challenge. They want nothing more than to see a community paralyzed and visions of anarchy and chaos and fear stretched across TV stations and newspapers around the world. We will not give it to them.
The United States has successfully sent two astronauts on the first privately owned space flight in history, signaling a new era in space travel. It was the second launch attempt by NASA and billionaire Elon Musk's SpaceX company, after the first was cancelled due to thunderstorms. Despite stormy conditions persisting, astronauts Robert L. Behnken and Douglas G. Hurley reached orbit and are on their way to the International Space Station. NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine says the event is a moment of unity in a divided U.S.
Maybe there's an opportunity here for America to maybe pause and look up and see a bright, shiny moment of hope and what the future looks like, that the United States of America can do extraordinary things even in difficult times.
Australia is nearing zero COVID-19 cases as more restrictions are set to ease in some states from tomorrow. Victoria was the only state to report new infections yesterday as it prepares to reopen many places of gathering. Cafes, restaurants, libraries, galleries, museums, amusement parks, places of worship, beauty clinics, nail salons and massage parlours will open with a 20-person limit. Victorians will also be able to visit holiday homes and tourist accommodation, including caravan parks and camping grounds. New South Wales will see the opening of pubs, beauty salons and museums, and the return of holiday travel within the state. The cap on places of worship and funerals will also be increased to 50 people. Thousands of Indigenous veterans who fought for Australia and were not remembered for their service are being honoured today in a virtual ceremony. The yearly event is usually held at the Shrine of Remembrance in Victoria, but will go online at 11 a.m. for the first time since its inception in 2007. Auntie Dot Peters established the ceremony in memory of her father, a prisoner of war who died in World War II. Following her death last year, the event will occur without its founder for the first time, with her son Andrew Peters to speak in her stead. Russia is nearing 400,000 coronavirus cases, with up to 9,000 new infections being recorded. According to health authorities, the daily death toll is 181. Meanwhile, over 167,000 people have recovered from COVID-19, which authorities say equates to one in every three cases. However, officials say the rate of infection is beginning to drop. To sport, German migrant Laura Biller has won the Uluru Camel Cup in the Northern Territory. The competition went digital for the first time in its nine-year history to minimise the spread of the coronavirus. The 25-year-old, who has been living in the region for over 3 years, won the competition with her camel, Tex. She says she is proud of Tex's performance.
It was just amazing. I mean, I'm speechless, to be honest, because Pascal came pretty close to me there in the corner and I thought he's going to overtake me now. But Tex just kept running and better than he did before, I actually think, and it was just amazing.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth showers in 20 degrees, Adelaide showers increasing 16, Melbourne showers in 17 degrees, Hobart early shower or 2 and 16, Canberra partly cloudy 15, Wollongong similar in Wollongong and 20, Sydney partly cloudy 21, Newcastle partly cloudy 21, Brisbane partly cloudy 24, Cairns also partly cloudy 28 degrees, and Darwin mostly sunny 32. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.